This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
This is Lee Middleton, and welcome as I take over the reins as we look at what's happening in the sporting world on the World at Play. Now, first things first, I just want to say a huge thank you to Andy Lawson, who's taken such good care of you over the last couple of years. And he's got a few new things up his sleeve, so he's handed the reins over to me. And we're going to change things just a little bit, and on the theory you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you're a sporting fan, so the change will hopefully be good news, as the World at Play will now feature twice a week. The all-new weekend edition, which will be available each Friday, will set the stall ready for the weekend, previewing all the action ahead. And this edition will be more of what you're used to as we round up the big stories from the world of sport. So let's start with football and the first round of World Cup qualification in Europe for the 2018 tournament, which takes place in Russia. No major surprises over the weekend, with the defending champions Germany winning 3-0 away in Norway. England, they left it very, very late under their new manager Sam Allardyce, with a 95th minute goal from Adam Lallana, securing 3 points over Slovakia. There were draws between the Czech Republic and Northern Ireland, Kazakhstan and Poland, and Lithuania and Slovenia. Possibly the result of the round goes to Scotland, who romped to a 5-1 victory over Malta, courtesy of a hat-trick from Robert Snodgrass. And the Scots, they were expected to win, but I don't think anyone thought the margin would be quite that big. Qualifying continues over the next few days, with European Championship semi-finalist Wales taking on Moldova. Italy are away in Israel. Spain, they play in Liechtenstein. All of those games taking place later today. That's Monday for those of you listening on demand, just in case you're a little bit late. Belgium, France and the Netherlands, they're all in action on Tuesday. Let's head to Formula One next. The Italian Grand Prix at the weekend was won by Nico Rosberg, cutting the championship lead of his Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton to just 2 points. Hamilton started the race on pole position, but it went wrong pretty much straight from the start for the reigning world champion. He kind of stuttered away from the line, swamped by cars behind him, with Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel moving into second ahead of teammate Kimi Raikkonen, Williams' Valtteri Bottas and Red Bull's Daniel Ricciardo. Well, he did recover to finish in second place, but Rosberg had already secured the win, with Mercedes securing yet another 1-2 in the Constructors' Championship. Formula One heads to Singapore next, with practice for the Singapore Grand Prix starting on September the 16th. The US Open tennis continues at Flushing Meadow. Now, we're going to have more on that on the weekend edition of The World at Play, as we'll be heading into finals weekend. But I will tell you that the tournament favourites, Andy Murray and Serena Williams, they're both safely into the fourth round. And in doing so, Serena Williams moved ahead of legendary tennis player Martina Navratilova for the most match wins in a major by a woman. She also tied Roger Federer's mark for the men, with her 307th Grand Slam victory. Ice hockey fans across Europe, they're rejoicing once more. The majority of the major hockey leagues across the region either back in action or just about to get back underway. Now, we're going to be doing an ice hockey special in a few weeks' time as, well, despite the fact that North America is undoubtedly the powerhouse of world ice hockey, Europe is certainly hot, well, maybe cold, on their heels. And we'll finish off today with some golf, as Sweden's Alex Noren beat Australia's Scott Hend in a playoff to win the European Masters for a second time at Crans-sur-Sierre in Switzerland. Noren hit a final round of 65, then birdied the first extra hole after the pair tied on 17 under par. Three clear of England's Andrew Johnston, with Lee Westwood, one of the three wildcard picks for Europe's Ryder Cup team, carding a 63 to finish fourth. The defending champion Danny Willett tied for 12th after a final round of 66. Talking of the Ryder Cup. That gets underway on the 27th of September, and we'll have a preview of the Europe versus America golf showdown in a couple of weeks' time. Well, that's it for now. This is Lee Middleton, and make sure you join me back here on Friday for the weekend edition, the very first weekend edition of The World at Play.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.